Today, I'll be visiting with Cindy Dobo about her bakery in Piqua, Ohio. Stay tuned to hear about her Hungarian heritage and how it influences the work she does. Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Foss. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, and genealogy, as well as share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm Liz, and today I'm visiting with Cindy Dobo. Cindy and I met over 10 years ago at, you guessed it, a Hungarian event, and we have kept in touch through the years. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a bit about the Hungarian side of your life. Who in your family came from Hungary, and do you know where they came from?
My dad came from Hungary. His family grew up in Nagy Kanizsa, or lived in Nagy Kanizsa, and his father moved to Budapest, and my dad grew up in Budapest on the Pest side. And he came to the United States during the 56th Revolution.
So. Okay. And so your dad was the Hungarian.
Yes.
And he married your mom in the Dayton area. Is that where they?
They actually met in Iowa.
Oh.
And my mom is Swedish and Danish. So, but she cooks great Hungarian and plays along with all that Hungarian stuff and participates in everything.
What a good sport, because it could be a little bit much. So then did you end up growing up in the Dayton area?
We moved to Dayton when I was 10.
Okay.
And there are a lot more Hungarians in the Dayton area than there were in Iowa. So that was lucky for me, because that way I got to participate and learn a lot more about my heritage.
Okay. And have you traveled to Hungary then?
I've been there about 10 times.
Wow. Okay, good.
Quite a few times. I'm very lucky in that respect. And I just love it. I can't wait to go back.
And so you know, some cousins and that kind of thing?
I know. Yeah, I know cousins. My dad has a lot of cousins that we still keep in contact with. And so we've gone to visit them. They've come to visit us. So we're very lucky that there's better communication now, that you can really keep in touch with people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that is awesome. So good. Well, you know, it does make a difference to have living, connecting relatives, you know, and being able to travel back with your dad, you know, that's been awesome. So,
yeah, when you travel, when we've gone together, you hear stories that you don't hear just when you're sitting around the dinner table, because you'll be walking down a street and it'll bring back a memory and he'll say something, and those things are priceless.
Absolutely. So I'm so glad you got to be there, because that really does make a big difference, you know, and it doesn't seem like it would, but we have heard a lot of people mention, especially if it's like a parent and a child traveling on a tour in Hungary with us, that same kind of thing, where a memory, you know, an aroma, a song, you know, hearing the language, those kinds of things really remind people of things that they want to talk about then with their kids or their siblings or whoever they happen to be with. And so there is something about being there that really brings back some memories. So you're not too far from Dayton, Ohio, and they have an active Hungarian club. And I know there's quite a few people still there with Hungarian heritage, even though, you know, now it's been a few years since you were 10, you know, but still, you know, they're still there and they're still around. And there's a Hungarian dance group, right?
There's a Hungarian dance group, Hungarian festival clubs, and Hungarian clubs. So we're very lucky to have a pretty strong community.
Yes, for sure. And are you participating with all those things?
I've been in the dance group since I was in high school. So that's a long time now. And I also participate in some of the festivals and the Hungarian events.
Okay. And are there a lot of do a lot of customers end up being Hungarian, or do you mainly have non-Hungarian customers?
In the bakery, I would say the in-store customers aren't necessarily Hungarian, but the online customers, a good portion of them are Hungarian.
Okay.
So, but we also have, you know, people will see us at festivals and realize that we're not that far. And so they'll come up to the bakery to visit or, you know, to get some of those pastries for special events, that kind of thing.
Okay. So, and how far is it? About 20 minutes or so?
It's about 20, 30 minutes from Dayton.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's about 20 minutes from I-70. So.
Okay. Okay. So not too far off the path.
No. We're right off the highway. So we're very convenient to get to.
Okay. Okay. So I know you make some Hungarian items in your bakery, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's talk about the bakery. When did you know that you wanted to work in this line of business?
When I was in the seventh grade, I started Dobo's Delights. I knew I wanted to do something with that. I knew that was where my passion and my talent was. And I feel very fortunate that I knew that, because a lot of people go through their life not knowing what they want to do. But I did some different jobs, and it all always came back to baking. And that's where I found my joy.
Seventh grade.
That's amazing. I started selling candies, and my parents made me a little Dobo's Delight stamp. I named it back then. And
oh, is that precious?
So I still have the stamp. So I, you know, have to keep that name.
That's pretty awesome. And so you explored different things like candies.
Yes.
And when did you kind of come to the idea that you could add in Hungarian things, or were Hungarian things kind of a part of it?
I think they were always a part of it, because even though my mom wasn't Hungarian, she would still make Dobos torts for special occasions. And just growing up in the Hungarian community with festivals, we would bake with the Hungarian church ladies, learned how to do a lot of that from them. And so it was just always part of my baking.
Okay. All right. So, and when you hung out with the church ladies, you know, I always think about, I kind of missed out on this opportunity when I was younger, because, you know, high school was whatever, busy time, and I was working, and I never really thought about the idea of helping out in the kitchen. Well, because, you know, when you're young, you don't know very much, but I kind of would imagine that you probably brought probably an unusual knowledge, or at least a willingness to learn or experience that some other kids would not have and not necessarily be welcomed into the kitchen. But did you feel like you were welcomed into the baking kitchen of the church ladies?
I mean, it was a little intimidating. They sure definitely have their way of doing things. And at the time, I didn't really know much about the Hungarian baking. I mean, I knew a few things, but not all the things they did. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I wanted to learn, and it seemed like a good opportunity. And they were very welcoming, as long as I did it their way.
Yeah. I would say that that's probably a familiar comment throughout all of the United States, or probably everywhere, you know, as long as you're willing to do it the way they want you to do it.
Right, right.
And so I know you offer typical American bakery items at the bake shop, but what, I know you have Hungarian items. So just talk about a few of those.
We do several Hungarian cookies. We do Linzer cookies, Hayash, Kifli, Zserbo, and then we make Dobos torts, and all of those things we have on our website available for shipping, because there's not a lot of Hungarians in Piqua where the bakery is. So This allows me to still do the Hungarian items, but there's somebody that's actually getting them and appreciating them.
Okay. And so if I was going to come to Piqua next week and I thought, okay, I'm going to stop by the bakery, would I just stop in and hope that there's something Hungarian there? Or do I have to order that ahead of time? What's the best way to do it?
Normally we have some Hungarian items. But if there's something that you really want, I would suggest calling ahead and ordering it just to make sure that we have it in stock, because we are making things fresh all the time and we try to keep things fresh. So if there's something you have your heart set on, give us a call.
Okay. So to kind of call ahead, kind of gather the items that you want, even, I guess I look at it this way. If it's a little bit of a road trip, maybe there's a couple of people that want to travel with them and they could put in a big order ahead of time. Or, you know, if you're bringing home things, like let's say you have a baby shower coming up and you want some Hungarian items for that, they could call ahead and make sure that it's ready. And then just more do the pickup piece of it.
Right. Yeah. We usually have all the ingredients and all the dough ready to go. And then we make it when you order it, so it's fresh. So even if you want a Doboshtort, we don't have those on the shelf, but if you give us a day notice, then we can have one for you.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So then it's super fresh and I don't have to worry about, it's one that like has my name on it kind of reserved. And I have to worry about somebody else picking it up before I get there.
Right. No one else will accidentally eat it before you get there.
And you ship all of those things too?
We do. We ship all of those items.
And do you ship all year long? Or is there certain months that are better not to ship, or how does that work?
We ship all year long. I will say in the summertime there, you know, we put ice packs in our packages. Some things are a little more delicate than others. We do our best to make sure everything's going to arrive in one piece. And we haven't really had any problems.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure you'd hear about it from.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know how Hungarians can be. Okay. And so one thing that you guys end up doing, which is a little unusual from what you normally do, because you normally you're a bakery or a bake shop, but since you're so involved with these festivals and all that kind of stuff, I know that you guys make stuffed cabbage. So how does that work? You know, you've got a bakery, you've got stuffed cabbage. And is that something that you do on a regular basis or kind of regular basis, or how's that work?
A few times a year, we will make the cabbage rolls. And, you know, when we make them, we make 1,000 at a time. So we have quite a few. So it's a big production and all the baking stops for that day. And we switch to the stuffed cabbage. And then we make them for festivals, but we also have them in the shop. You can buy them. They're fully cooked but they're frozen. So we don't sell them hot all the time, but you can get them in packs of six and ready to go. Just heat them up.
Awesome. So if I happen to come visit you during a time when you also had the stuffed cabbage, I could technically pick up stuffed cabbage and pastries.
You can. And we have the stuffed cabbage year round. We always have some six packs ready to go.
Okay. Are they frozen when you buy them?
They are frozen. Yes.
Oh.
So if you're traveling a ways, they're going to be fine because they're starting out frozen.
Okay. But you would probably recommend that you had two separate coolers so that your stuffed cabbage is not in your pastry cooler.
You don't want your stuffed cabbage with your pastry. We keep all of that very separate.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds awesome because, you know, Hungarian pastries are tricky, I think, for people to learn how to make, you know, because baking is such a science. But we all know that stuffed cabbage also takes a lot of work. So it's kind of nice to know that you could almost like get dinner and dessert, pick it all up at the same time.
Yeah, the whole shabam is right there.
Okay, awesome. All right. So, but you don't ship the stuffed cabbage.
We don't ship the stuffed cabbage. No, the having meat in them, that just is a whole nother level that we don't do.
Okay. I just want to make sure that people knew that. So I kind of suspected that was the truth, but okay. So let's talk about your social media. I don't know how much social media kind of things you do, but what's at least your website, and do you have social media so that people can get in touch with you?
Our website is dobosdelights.com. And we are on Facebook and Instagram. So yeah, you can send us messages through any of those things. There's a contact us on the website. We just redid our website last year. So there's all kinds of great pictures of all the pastries, and you can really see what you're getting and you can see how it's packaged. So if it's for shipping, you'll know exactly what to expect.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for taking the time out of your day off to talk about your life at the bakery and how your Hungarian influence has kind of come in there and applied. And it's been fun to hear more about your story.
Well, I'm Hungarian, so I always like to talk about Hungarian things.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And thanks for listening to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. For more information on how to connect with Cindy and Dobos Delights Bake Shop, we'll have all the links in the show notes for today's episode. Do you want to learn the Hungarian language, Hungarian history, or learn how to research the Hungarian side of your family? We've got you covered. Check out all of our learning opportunities, as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Special thanks to Stephen Chichek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please consider sponsoring our work with a $25, $50, or $100 gift. At the $50 level, we will thank you on the podcast, and at the $100 level, we will mention a tribute to a person, church, or Hungarian organization of your choosing. If you own a business and would like to talk about sponsoring the podcast, please contact us at podcast@hungarianliving.com for more information. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode, and if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you next time.